Port Hedland's 94.1 Triple M on the Friday free-for-all. Back playing 80s music after we finished off the countdown last week of the greatest albums of all time. It is time to catch up with Liz, our association coordinator with the Care for Hedland Environmental Association. Hello, Liz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
Always good on a Friday, mate. Always good on a Friday. It's one of the best days of the week.
Very true.
How's your week been? Busy?
Very busy. Excellent. Very busy with the turtle season coming up. So
far away. Shall we start with turtles then? Because officially it begins at the end of this month, on the first day of November, which is, by my count, Wednesday week. So not next Wednesday, but the week after.
Yes. We'll start advertising some daytime nesting and mm-hmm. some evening tours and that. We'll let you guys know as soon as we can. It's really exciting to actually have them come up. I've been waiting all year for this.
it's almost here, darling. It's almost here. Settle down.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, to kick things off, though, next weekend, so not tomorrow, but next Saturday, the 28th, in the morning, we've got the turtle training weekend. It starts on the Saturday, and that's the class sessions, and then Sunday mm-hmm. on the beach. Is that right?
Yep. So Saturday will be at Gateway, mm-hmm. and as you said, we're going to have a full in session, meeting the coordinators, and just learning about turtles and what Care for Hedland does for the turtles. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, we're going to be down at Cemetery Beach, and it's a little bit 7 o'clock.
No, that's good. Before it gets too hot.
Before it gets too hot. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so our morning coordinator, Jess, will be down and they'll do a little bit more hands-on training.
All righty. As you say, Wednesday week, the 1st of November, is the official start of the turtle season. Now, if you are going to go down to have a look at the turtles when they do start coming up and laying their nests, we do have a few rules. Kelly Howlett has a great little line. Stop, drop and look like a rock was her line. Stop, drop and look like a rock. And please stay, you know, anything between 2 and 5 metres or further away, because if you're too close, the girls get scared and they turn around and go back, which just delays the laying of the eggs. So keep your distance. And if you are taking for your dog on for a walk on any of the beaches that we have flatbacks laying eggs, please make sure they're on leashes, because the last thing we want is for Fido to be digging up some turtles. They've already got a 1 in 10,000 chance of survival once they've hatched, but we don't want to make it any less than 1 in 10,000. So keep your dogs on leashes if you're taking them for a walk down on Pretty Pool Beach, Cemetery Beach, or even down at the Spoil Bank, because it's not unheard of for the girls to lay nests down at Spoil Bank. But we'll be monitoring through Care for Hedland, Cemetery Beach and Pretty Pool. Turtle training, Saturday week, tomorrow week. How early are we going to get underway in the classroom?
I think it's going to start at 9:30, but yep. those details will be sent out very shortly.
All right.
If you want more information and to RSVP, we need to know the numbers obviously going.
Absolutely.
Can you please contact me at coordinator@careforhedland.org.au, and I can shoot you through all the email, like all the information, and get you signed up if you haven't signed up.
Indeed.
Because you will need to be a member to yes. participate.
We do. Care for Hedland Turtle Monitoring does have its own Facebook page as well, separate to the mm-hmm. Care for Hedland Environmental Association and the Community Garden. So Care for Hedland Turtle Monitoring, you can check that out on Facey as well. In the garden, Robin has been busy. She's had open harvests quite regularly recently. Is she doing it again next week?
Yep. So the garden will be open Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday from mm-hmm. 8 till 10.
Yep.
And open harvest will be on those sessions from 8 till 9.
All righty. So Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday from 8 o'clock through till 10, and the first hour there'll be an open harvest there as well. Containers for change. We keep hitting the million container month. We're halfway through, a bit over halfway through the month now. Are we looking to do it again for this month, do you reckon?
I hope so. Mm. Well, you never know. If we're halfway through, we have the potential.
We do. It was a quiet week, though. Less than 200,000 counted.
Mm. It's a little bit of a struggle hitting a million when we don't have as many containers coming
this
through.
This is true. But it is getting hotter. And it's, so have a bit of patience if you're dropping off your containers for the counters. If it's 41 degrees outside, you can probably add about 10 plus inside that shed whilst they're counting. So don't stop bringing your eligible containers in, but just have a bit of patience whilst the count is done before the money goes into your bank account. No mobile collection next Saturday because, as we just said, turtle training's on.
Definitely.
All right. Talk to us about the trailblazers for the junior collectors.
Yeah, so for our junior collectors who drop off their containers for change for counting and to earn a little bit of pocket money, we have new trailblazer certificates and stickers for them. So if they come and ask the reception, they'll help you out with that.
Fantastic.
Just a little thing to give back to the kids to say thank you for making the effort to clean up the planet.
Yeah. And another reminder, we just mentioned that it is getting hotter. So we do really, and we haven't said this for a while, but we should actually say it more often. If you do have eligible containers, please make sure they're rinsed out. Or even better, wash them out. There's nothing worse in the heat of that shed than counting a smelly container. Yes, it might be eligible, but if it's especially Kelly used to say the chalk milk bottles or the flavoured milk bottles, when they come through and they haven't been washed out, they can be really rank and on the nose. And if you've had a food container or some such thing that's coming through and it's got maggots in there, we ain't counting it. We're not touching that. Not
100%. We have the right to decline anything with rotting food, with maggots. Imagine opening up a bag that you think is full of containers and you get a whiff of smells. If you guys can't smell your own bags, like without gagging, don't even bother bringing them in. It's just not nice.
No, it's not, and it's not fair. You wouldn't do that in your own workplace, and let's not take it to someone else's workplace. If you are bringing in a bag that when it's opened up, there is rotten food and even worse, maggots in there, then it's going into the bin. Sadly, even if there's recyclables in there, it's not going to be counted. Just quickly, the group of the month for October is, since we're now on the 19th day, 20th day today. Where are we up to?
Yes. So we're the group of the month is Shinka Dojo in South Headland, and they are sending their students to participate in a competition in Brisbane later this year.
Very good.
The funds will be sent to help them with that.
All right. Liz, always a pleasure to have a chat with you. Don't forget, a reminder, turtle training is next Saturday, not tomorrow, next Saturday, from about 9-ish, 9:30 at Gateway, and then 7 o'clock start out at Cemetery Beach. More information, coordinator@careforhetland.org.au. And if you are going to take part in this year's turtle monitoring, you will have to become a member, if you're not already, of Care for Headland. Liz, thanks for talking to us on a Friday morning. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you too, Dave.